Thank you for tuning in and listening to Coffee with Prokop. I am your host, David Prokop, and on this podcast, we are simply talking life and all of today's hot topics. I'll be giving you guys my opinion, but also taking your guys' opinion from social media accounts such as Facebook and Instagram, and also having listeners call in. Once again, thank you for tuning in, and we appreciate it. Coffee with Prokop. Once again, I'm your host, David Prokop. In today's episode, we're kicking off the new year talking New Year's resolutions and goals. I'll give you my goals for the year, but also going to talk about some goals that you guys sent in via Facebook and Instagram. Thank you. Well, all right, we are talking New Year's resolutions, or some might call them just goals that they have set for themselves for the year of 2023. The way we're going to do today's episode is I got 8 of the top New Year's resolutions according to an online survey that was completed for adults 18 and older. So I'm going to go ahead and read through those top 8, kind of give you my thoughts and opinions on them. And then I'm also going to share some of my New Year's resolutions for this year. I do have a few personal and then a few work goals for this year. I'm going to share more on the personal side. But let's kick it off with the top 8 New Year's resolutions for 2023. Number 1, I think, is probably the most obvious. It's typically number one every year. And so 1, 2, and 3 all kind of go together. But number 1 is to exercise more. A lot of people, especially when you have office jobs and that, want to be more active in some way or another. So getting to exercise more, obviously that's pretty vague in the idea that, more if you don't exercise at all last year, now you start exercising one time a month, that's technically more. But usually people kind of have a goal in mind, and that's kind of why we see the gym memberships go up and everyone's, out and about. I know today alone on my way home from work, I saw so many people out running. And I mean, we're talking winter Indiana. It's 45 degrees out today, obviously a little warmer than normal, but it's not the best day to go outside running. But I see a lot of people out and about. Even as I'm doing this podcast right now, I'm looking outside. I see people out walking and just trying to get some exercise. So it makes sense for that to be number 1. Number 2 is to eat healthier. I know in general for me, I am a terrible eater. So I understand what it means to eat healthier. I definitely something I need to do. I just truly do not enjoy eating healthy all the time, to be honest with you. But eating healthier and exercising more kind of go hand in hand and then lead to actually the number 3 resolution, which is to lose weight. And so I can agree with that. I do need to lose some weight myself. But those top 3, I think, are always on people's minds when it comes to New Year's resolutions. Exercise, lose weight, eat healthier. So those are some basic, I would say, ideas for the year. I think a lot of people try those ideas and I love the idea. It's always a great goal. But those are kind of original ideas that people have. Number 4 on this list is to save more money. And I think everyone, especially in today's world, would love to be able to save more money, have more money, spend less money on things. And so a lot of that has to go with the idea of not spending money on things we don't necessarily need to have in our lives. I can tell you that I'm not always the greatest at this. And so to save more money makes sense. Number 5 on the list is to spend more time with family and friends. That completely makes sense. And if you think about in today's world, I mean, we just got out of kind of COVID world where we didn't get to be around our family and friends. And so obviously wanting to spend more time with them is natural and it makes sense on something that we want to do. I would kind of dig deeper into that, spending more time with family and friends, and kind of say being present when you're with those family and friends. And that's something I'm going to touch on with my goals. But just being connected to them, and actually when you're with them, being with them and not being distracted by, you know, your phone, social media, drama going on outside of that moment, but actually just living in the moment and enjoying the time. Number six, spend less time on social media. I think everyone can agree we all spend too much time on social media. It's a virtual world that we can get lost in. And so spending less time on it, which will then would help our previous goal of being more present and spending more time with family and friends. I do challenge you guys all to go check on your, if you have an iPhone or a smartphone, and kind of check your screen time. See how much time you actually spend on your phone. And then kind of you can look through all the apps and see what you spend the most time on. It's kind of scary stuff to see what we actually spend time on and how much time we spend on that. I'll talk about that a little bit when I go back to my goals itself. Number seven is to reduce stress on the job. I think we can all agree that in some way or another, we do have some work-related stress. And so trying to reduce that stress, and a lot of ways to reduce that is kind of outside of work, how can you really reduce it? And it's simply separating work and home life. And so there's some things that you can do to help with that. And I'll mention that, like I said, on the other half of this, when I talk about my goals and what I've done to help with that. And then the last one is to reduce living expenses. And so obviously in today's world, it's really hard to save money, especially when it comes to living. But it talks about kind of having a budget and having items in mind that you absolutely need, and kind of sticking to that budget. And so obviously there's things you can't control as far as cost, but making sure that you're not spending over that budget that you kind of allowed. So kind of going back through this, number one, exercise more. Number two, eat healthier. Number three, to lose weight. Number four, save more money. Number five, spend more time with family and friends. Six was to spend less time on social media. Seven was to reduce stress on the job. And eight was to reduce living expenses. So kind of looking at that, 52% of the people that took part of this survey said they wanted to exercise more. All right. So they listed that as their top one. 50% listed eat healthier. 40% wanted to lose weight. And so it kind of goes down based on the survey. But obviously, exercise, eating healthy, and losing weight, all of the top three, they all go hand in hand, and it's your typical New Year's resolutions. And so on the other side of this, I'm going to actually talk about my New Year's resolutions and kind of what I have in mind. You're listening to Coffee with ProCop. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in to Coffee with ProCop. I'm your host, David ProCop, and I just wanted to say thank you for listening to this podcast. If you could like us on Facebook and Instagram, I would greatly appreciate it. Once again, thank you for joining Coffee with ProCop. This is episode one of the 2023 season. Jumping right into it, kind of talking about my New Year's resolution. So we kind of talked about the top eight. The first one I do want to list off is kind of what I'm doing right now. I wanted to get back into the podcast world. I've always had this idea of joining a podcast. I'd get an episode in, I'd stop, or I'd start and stop. And so I kind of want to get into that broadcasting side of things, and the podcast is kind of the area I want to focus on. And so this is where Coffee with ProCop kind of got created. And so the goal is just to, throughout the year, make the podcast as best as possible. I don't have a mindset on how many episodes I want to do this year or anything like that. I do want to do, you know, 1 to 2 episodes a month. Maybe some months have more, some have less, but that's kind of the general goal, is to end 2023 with at least 20 or so episodes. But I'm not strict on that number. I just want to continue to do it throughout the year and kind of build on it. And so that's one of my goals or resolutions for this year. I would say more of a goal is to create and continue to do my podcast, which is obviously what you are listening to. Looking back at that list, the top eight New Year's resolutions, number one was obviously to exercise more, and kind of relating that to me, my goal is to get back into shape, lose a little bit of weight. And so exercise-wise, I'm not one that goes to the gym, but playing basketball is kind of my way of getting some exercise. And so last week I played 3 times in 1 week. That's the goal kind of moving forward, is to play 2 to 3 times a week. And that kind of gets me, you know, my blood flowing and everything. It's a good number for me. So I'm excited about that opportunity to be able to play 3 times a week. I was playing a lot before COVID. Gyms all shut down. And then getting back into it was a while. And so now I'm trying to get back into a routine. Another goal or New Year's resolution, it talks about number two, is eating healthier. I got to eat eating out less at work, especially like lunchtime. Instead of eating when I pack for lunch, going out and spending money on usually not so healthy foods, I got to do a lot better job. And so that's my goal for this year, is to not eat out as often as I did this past, 6 months. And so that will actually help with, the spending, save money, less spending money on eating out on needless things. And, usually food is the number one thing I think I spend money on that I don't need to necessarily. And so saving money and not eating out is going to be my big thing there. Talked about losing weight, and that's going to kind of happen with basketball and not eating out as much, I think. A big one for me, spending more time with family and friends. I think I do a good job with that, but I think the big thing is kind of focusing on being present in that actual moment. I get lost in my phone pretty easily, or get lost in, whatever game I'm watching, but being present, especially with, my wife and my daughter, trying to be more involved in that moment. And so spending more time being present in the actual moment itself and enjoying that, because, time goes fast. And so that is the goal, both with my wife and my daughter, not getting lost in my phone. That leads me into the social, less time on social media. My screen time, I spend roughly 4 hours a day on my phone, whether that's social media or maybe that is, email or anything like that. And so trying to spend less time on social media, 4 hours out of 24 hours, that's 1/6 of my day. You sleep 8 hours, you work 8 hours. Holy cow, that is a lot of time you're spending on your phone. And so trying to cut down on that. Obviously, screen time is going to go up a little bit with the creation of a podcast, because I do it on my phone or iPad. And so that number will go up a little bit because of that. But the goal is to spend less time on my phone, especially when I'm home, being present, like we talked about, with family and friends. Reduce stress on the job. So I'm lucky enough that I actually love what I do. I love my job. Got a new job back in May. Love being there. Love what the mission is. Love everything I get to do with it. But one thing that did help me with, even within this job since I got in May, is not checking, messages, emails, and that after work hours. Like when I go home, I'm home. And so that is definitely key. That was really hard for me to do as a teacher / coach. And actually part of the reason why I kind of stepped away from both those fields, but being able to be just in the moment at home, not worrying about work, is key. And I think a lot of people can take that and run with it. It's hard to do, especially if you're used to checking your emails and phones and all that. But let work stay at work, let home be at home, and that's going to solve a lot of issues. Some other goals, I have some work goals that aren't, that are more pertaining to work and myself. So I'm excited to see how I can do on those. And then another goal that I have, and I've always kind of had this goal, but I've never really done it. And so I have a ton of books. I don't know how many books we have at our house, but way too many. I love buying books, and I love not reading the books, and it's not very cost efficient. So my goal is to actually read 12 books this year, starting off small, one book a month. But I figure if I can reach that 12 books, then I'll feel really good about myself and maybe kind of build on that next year. So kind of reviewing my goals, my resolutions for the year. I want to read 12 books this year, play basketball 2 to 3 times a week, lose a couple pounds, be more present is the big one, being present with my daughter, being present with my wife, just living in the actual moments and not distracted by other nonsense, I guess you would say. And those are kind of what I'm thinking. I would love to hear what you guys are thinking in the comments. I know I got a few Facebook comments, messages about eating healthier, exercising, reading books, finding peace. And so a lot of different things, balance. And so those were some things that kind of got brought up a lot. And so I'm excited for what I'm setting my goals at. I feel like I have a lot, and so maybe that's too much, but I think they're all doable, and so I'm excited for the year 2023. I would love to hear what your guys' goals and thoughts and resolutions are for this year. So I'm excited. I appreciate you guys tuning in to episode 1 of the 2023 season with Coffee with Prokop. Like I said, I'm your host, David Prokop, and I'm excited about this podcast. I'm excited to see what happens with it. Once again, I appreciate you guys. If you could like us on Facebook, find us on Instagram, would be great. Coffee with Prokop. Thanks again for listening. Have a good night.